Sports with Kevin Coyle, presentation of Wyoming Building Supply, 45 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on your Monday, 23rd day of March. James and Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Morning.
How you doing today?
Good.
Doing all right.
All right. They're a little sickly.
Yeah.
If you will. Well, hang in there.
I don't know if it's the wind that was flying around and stuff
well,
in it or
you know,
something going around.
First full week or now of spring ahead of us, and we've basically had spring for quite some time, but allergy season is, from what I'm hearing from people, is going to be
a
monster.
So much dust.
I know.
Kicked it up from that wind.
It doesn't help when you got, you know, 40 mile an hour winds
just
blowing constantly. We're going to have some more of those. Let's see, Wednesday, 10 to 20 mile an hour winds Wednesday afternoon. So there you go. Hang in there, Zyrtec.
Yeah, I might try that.
All righty. On the date book, Wyoming history today. It was 1876, Chugwater Division Station established on the Cheyenne to Black Hills Stage Road. On this date, 1876, the Chugwater Division Station was established.
Huh.
1891, Powder River has risen to such an extent that the stages have been kept from crossing and the mail had to be ferried over.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Yes. And in 1881, the first telephone exchange in Wyoming is established.
Wow, really?
1881.
Cool.
Can you imagine 1881, and you get to talk on a phone, and you're going, this, most people thought this is evil, but some people thought this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
However you looked at it, it was still, and here we are.
Only they can see us now,
Yeah, can you see us now? We're watching our phones and watching movies and streaming and talking and wherever we are.
Four of those per household at this point.
Yes. Chaka Khan is 73.
I love Chaka Khan.
73.
Great singer.
Okay. I don't.
Yeah, you would.
I would. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Chaka Khan.
Sure.
Chaka Khan.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. All right. That's true. Can you do that again?
All you had to do is say the name and you knew what you were talking about.
One more time, Julie. That was really good. She can't do it because she's laughing now. Amanda Plummer is 69. Pulp Fiction, Hunger Games.
Okay.
Okay.
She's not ringing a bell.
I know her.
I don't think she's saying. There's nothing I can go with.
I know. I've heard of Chaka
Khan. I've heard
the
name. Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know singer, actor, rapper. I don't know. Woman, man.
She did a few things with Prince.
Female.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
You're bound and determined to do that again. 1775, in a speech to the Virginia Provincial Convention, Patrick Henry made his famous plea for American independence from Britain when he said, do you remember what he said?
Let them drink tea. Yeah. I don't know.
give me liberty or give me death.
Chaka, chaka, chaka.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's how she got her name.
Yeah.
Give me liberty or give me death.
There you go. All right, James. 1775. Good one there. 1806, having reached the Pacific coast, explorers Lewis and Clark began their journey back east. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
They found the West Coast and they were halfway done.
I grew up on that river they went by, on the Yellowstone. Grew up just from Pompey's Pillar. Now, if you don't know what Pompey's Pillar is, it's just a couple hours from here. And they have a great information station where Lewis and Clark stopped. Scrolled their names for the only one time.
First graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first graffiti that the
L plus C forever with a heart.
Yeah, L and C here.
Yeah.
And
was here.
Yes. So there is one there, and then there was one up behind our right along our ranch property where they signed two. There's a, the interstate went through and they, after they were told, hey, you might not want to knock this down, I moved the interstate around it and put a plaque there because they put their name in there too. Lewis and Clark. So if you have a chance to go to their exploration center in Pompey's Pillar, Just north, go to Hardin, go down Interstate towards Billings. You'll run into it, and it's a pretty cool place. 1840, you find out all about it. The first photo of the moon is taken on this date in 1840. 1942, during World War II, the U.S. government began moving Japanese Americans from their West Coast homes to detention centers. Mm-hmm. One just across the mountain. 1942.
Which is a fascinating place to go.
That you should go see, too. Yes. So on your staycations, you want to do those little drives just a little ways from home. You can go up to Poppy's Pillar, be back in a day. You can go over to the
Heart Mountain.
Heart Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt and uncle lived at the base of Heart Mountain. So we were there quite a bit growing up. Today is Chia Day.
Okay.
Chia.
Like this, yeah.
Yeah.
Chia.
I know.
Chia pets.
It's a Chia Day. Chia Day today. Chip and Dip Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cuddly Kitten Day, James.
And Julie. Something puppy, isn't it? Both.
Is it something puppy day?
Yeah, I think it's both.
I think it's puppy day. Yeah. How did you know it was puppy day?
I heard it actually earlier. Okay. On one of our sister stations.
Talking about puppy day? Yes, it is puppy day.
Classic hits.
Cuddly Kitten Day today.
Okay.
Ooh, Melba Toast. I like Melba Toast.
I do too. It's good.
It is. Tamale Day.
Tamales are amazing when they're made right.
Are they talking hot tamales or are they talking about
just tamales?
Not the candy.
I was thinking the candy.
No. World Meteorological Day.
Yeah.
Today and spring in full swing. According to Cornell study, Julie, I know you're a big coffee drinker. May improve your eyesight.
Well,
you better drink some.
I better drink a lot more.
You better start downing some, Julie.
Still waiting on that to kick in.
Waiting for that. Okay, here you go. You have a choice between oatmeal in the morning and cornflakes. What are you going to choose, James?
Probably oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
I would have guessed.
Oatmeal. It's good. Yeah.
What about you?
Researchers say, well, I like cornflakes. I don't eat them very often, but once in a while is a treat. Eat the worst kind, the frosted.
Frosted flakes are good.
I don't even look at the label. You know, it's like, I'm not looking at the label. I don't have them very often, but once in a while. But I do like oatmeal, too. Researchers say go with oatmeal. Study participants ate less at lunch when they had oatmeal for breakfast.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. James, one of your favorite million-dollar lottery stories.
Here we go.
A Maryland man won $1 million, stopped at a grocery store for fried chicken. During his fried chicken stop, he purchased 2 scratch-off lottery tickets, which earned him $50. He used that winnings to buy 2 more and won another $50. Then he said, hey, I'm feeling lucky. Then he said, I'm feeling lucky. And he bought another one, third time's charm. $1 million.
Dang.
Wow.
That gas, you said it was a gas station?
Yeah, just gas station.
No, grocery store.
Grocery store?
Did I say grocery store? What did I say?
Because he went fried chicken.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, grocery store.
You can get fried chicken.
Let me do the story recall for you.
You can get fried chicken at a gas station.
Yeah, you can get fried chicken.
You can. Sushi, too.
Yeah. Dangerous game.
Oof,
I know.
That's a dangerous game, yeah. Here's a fact that should remind us to stay humble. 2 billion Earth-like planets in our galaxy.
Wow.
Earth-sized.
We talked about this before. Remember I said
these are the Earth-sized planets within the habitable zone of their stars, or suns, if you will.
The Goldilocks zone is what they call that.
They say 2 billion.
Haven't found any, though.
No, but it's got to be out there.
We live in
the
a
movie coming
we'll
out,
see.
Hail Mary, should be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's out now. That was like the number one box office.
Yeah.
I think this last
book
weekend.
Was good.
Oh, you read the book?
James referred me to it, and I read it. It's very good.
Very good.
Oh.
By Andy Weir. I'm a big Andy Weir head. He wrote The Martian.
So why don't you give us, our listeners, a little slight...
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Don't give it away. Just tell us what it's about.
It's really too bad when... It's, just kidding.
It's just too bad, yeah.
It's basically... So the major plot point is the sun is dying, and they have to find out why. And they go to a place in space where they see that another planet is suffering essentially the same fate. And somehow it's kind of being prevented, so they're trying to figure out how that is happening. And so they're trying to learn from it.
Oh.
It's a Hail Mary to try to save Earth.
Okay.
It was Project Hail Mary. It's very good. Sounds incredible
like a good,
book.
Sounds like a good book.
A very good book.
It All is right. good.
Good deal. You guys like horror movies?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think the top 10? They put them in order. You get some ideas?
Well, yeah. I like horror that has a little relief comedy in it thrown in there every once in a while.
Okay.
Should I go number one to start?
Number one.
Oh, you're going to start.
I 10 is hard. Top 10 is difficult. Halloween, Friday the 13th would probably both be in there.
Halloween is in there. It's number
Who's
5.
Who's the guy with the blades?
Friday the 13th.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Or no. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's number 8.
One of the Saw movies, yeah.
No, the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street. The one that I thought of immediately, which I think would be number 1, would be Jaws.
New.
It's not in there.
It's not horror.
Yeah, it's just...
No, Nightmare on Elm Street? One,
no.
two, three?
Or... Scream?
Nope.
Poltergeist? Scream. That's not really horror.
No, Poltergeist.
Scream's not on there?
Nope. Number 10.
Bad list.
Number 10 is Hereditary?
Okay. Ooh, yeah, I should have thought of that one.
Okay. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really good movie.
I don't like scary movies. Night of the Living Dead is 9.
Okay.
8.
George Romero, yeah.
1968. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre was 8.
Okay.
Alien 7.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
6. The Silence of the Lambs.
Okay, see, that's...
consider that a horror.
That's horror than Jaws is
horror.
That's
more thriller.
Yeah.
Why are you guys getting down on me? I'm just reading the list. I'm just the reader.
We're throwing it out.
I'm just the reader. Okay. 5 is Halloween.
Okay.
4 is Shining. The Shining.
Okay.
4 is Psych. 3 is Psycho.
Okay.
2 is The Exorcist.
More thriller. They're not
Yeah, The Exorcist. Yeah, that's a good call.
Exorcist would be.
And number 1. The Thing.
Oh, yeah. The Thing is an amazing movie.
Good call. Probably.
Probably only seen a couple of these.
The Thing would probably be top 5 for me as well. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of those, though, yeah. I mean, Psycho, I guess, but that's early. That's Hitchcock, and that would have been like the first slasher film then, essentially. The Shining is a horror movie, but it's a lot more ethereal.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, you're weirded out by it.
I think
but
it's
the rest
slasher.
Of those are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to watch the Rod Sterling shows.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
The Monkey on the Plane. Was
the Monkey on the Plane,
wing.
Yeah. William Shatner.
Anyway, all right, trivia today. Okay. Late night snackers will like this one. According to a study, what time of night is ice cream most commonly eaten?
10 o'clock.
Good one. 9 to 11. Good one. Right in the middle there, Julie.
9 to 11. Wow, that's late.
Jeez, I know. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
But I might have a bowl before then, though. Texting question. What about what percentage of people say getting one-word text reply is rude?
What percentage of people?
What percentage of people?
38%.
46.
34.
Yeah.
Okay. And according to surveys, what percentage of people claim they've seen an alien? Here you go.
Seen an alien?
Yes.
20%.
What percent?
35%.
16.
16?
16%.
Okay. I thought you said
James
60.
James is doing well on this. Me, not so much.
I thought you were going to say 60. I was like, what?
Yeah. I've seen one. Alien.
Okay.
Aliens.
Well, that makes... Yeah. So you're one
what?
Of...
Yeah.
I guess six
Wait
in, the,
a minute.
In the room.
Is this on for tomorrow's show?
Yeah.
Is alien
Good
you
tease.
Know?
They're in the stands at sporting events.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good one.
That's where I've seen them.
That's where they want to be.
Who is that person?
I saw them at Area 51.
They
Roswell.
They come from a gazillion miles away and they want to watch a Spurs game. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. That's where you see them. All right, James, Julie, get well, okay?
Have a good morning.
Have a great morning, everyone. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.